Coach, 4 days of training camp. Tell me how it went.
Really good. Really, really good. A lot of positive things. A lot of really good players. It was nice to see the two new draft classes that we hadn't seen yet, and it was really good to see the so many guys that we have that are veteran players now. So It was a lot of fun and good stuff.
So the youngsters didn't clog things up. They were good, competitive. The games had flow, that sort of thing. The one I saw certainly had flow.
Yeah, it wasn't too choppy out there. I thought it was really good. I mean, it's not like it's mid-season either. Of course, there's going to be some instances of back and forth and turnovers and, hey, where's that guy? He's supposed to be here. But that comes, and that's normal, and we expected that.
Okay. So amongst newcomers that you hadn't seen, two draft classes, like you said, who stood out and made you go, whoa?
It's interesting because as atypical as this is, you have to keep in mind, like, the one draft class there, 15. Mm-hmm. So some of the guys aren't even eligible to play on the team. And then the 16-year-olds that you're watching as though, okay, he could be a player on this team. For the 15-year-olds, I was really impressed with Kibble White and Tedarenko. Mm-hmm. Along with Hugh, they were a fantastic line. They created a ton. And then some of the older guys that are pushing to make the team, and even the 17-year-olds that are kind of returning guys, the Kellers, the Calverts, those kind of guys, we saw some good things there too. So going through the 3 years, really, the 15, 16, 17-year-olds, there's quite a lot there. The cupboard's fairly full, I would say.
The Tedarenko kid, you can tell he's got a pedigree, obviously.
Yeah, he's raw. When I say that, I mean his talent is there. It's obvious. His skating is there. It's obvious. His bite is there, and it's obvious. And there's some things that I would just love to work with him on, but all in due time.
Connor Roulette, Justin Lees. Tell me your thoughts on them.
Incredibly good. Really excited to work with both of them. You can see the personality right away. Roulette had me laughing upstairs quite a few times. He's expressive, I guess, is the best way to say it. He's expressive on the ice. You can see the talent, you can see the shot. And then Lees, to me, he's like, I kind of said this to him yesterday, he reminds me of Tom Wilson almost, like strong, great skater for that size. Powerful, goes to the net, but he also has skill and a really hard shot. So I really do see NHL in his future.
I was going to say 6'2", 205, and from Flin Flon, Manitoba. Those connotations right there tell me that you've got yourself a power forward.
Oh, we do. Yeah, he absolutely is that.
Where does he slot in your group, do you think? I mean, have you even dared to think about forward lines and that sort of a thing?
Well, we also have a bunch of guys that are going off to NHL camps. I think he's one of them, and Lizzo's leaving tomorrow. Piller's gone. Roulette's gone, and Chucky, Charlie Wright is going to an NHL camp as well. So we're going to be losing a lot of guys. So I think that will kind of sort itself out over the next few weeks. I haven't quite got that deep. We're still going to have 30-some-odd players here tomorrow. So just making sure everyone's at least on a line and getting the reps they need prior to the game on Tuesday.
Goaltending-wise, what was it like this weekend?
It's so hard to evaluate after kind of three games and strange competition in a shinny-type game. Like, let's get in some exhibition games. Let's get in some regular season games even and see how it shakes out. But there's not enough sample size yet for me to kind of even have a huge opinion.
How would you utilize them then going into the preseason? Do you give them all a game, or do you split them in half, that sort of a thing? Or what?
That's sort of the plan right now. So we'll see how that goes. But we do that in conjunction not only with Jeff Harvey, our goalie coach, but also management at this stage. Like, we're trying to evaluate, Austin Elliott and Ethan Chadwick, but also Mr. Gardner too. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably end up doing something along those lines.
And then one last one. You got a game, first game Tuesday up in Big River First Nation. It's supposed to be, from what I understand, mostly prospects and that sort of a thing. What kind of a lineup do you send out there to play against the Raiders for a first game?
Yeah, it will be mostly young guys. It feels almost like an extension of kind of what we just did here. It's still very early and thus evaluation process. It's also a very cool day. Like, we're heading up to Big River, and there's going to be a lot of things that, you know, our guys haven't seen or done before. Mm-hmm. It's not just a hockey game. This is a full day experience, and one that's really good for our players.